Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hi, atop Chicago Skyline Studio on Memorial Day. It is the kickoff of summer, and there is few places better to be in the summer than the National Park of Speed, just north of the border, and kind of right our home track if you don't necessarily consider the streets of Chicago. And the guy with his hand on the pulse of so much of it is up there. It's John Everett. John, welcome to WGN.
How you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
Well, happy Memorial Day, number one. And Ben, you got to be excited. You know, you're hosting the IndyCar series up there, some of the best stuff. And I got to tell the listeners, not only, of course, the fans echo this, but whether it's Bobby Rahal, whether it's Mario Andretti, every single one of the drivers, not only do they love Road America, it is absolutely, if you ask them, hey, what is your favorite race course, it comes up all the time.
I know it's really tough to get a good interview out of some of these drivers because they all say it's great, it's wonderful, we love coming here, and we always try to, like, milk a little bit more out of them. And speaking of milk, how about Joseph Newgarden pouring that milk over his head yesterday?
How about
it? 500. He is the defending event winner here at Road America for the Sanzio Grand Prix presented by AMR coming up June 18th. So I got to tell you, that's pretty exciting because we got a new track, new asphalt, and Joseph Newgarden is coming in hungry.
So many and thirsty, right? So many news, and it's kind of weird to think of him. And you know, one of the things a lot of the US media side were talking about, the respect that he's got now because he's finally won the 500. He's a two-time series champ. He's one of the best drivers, obviously, out there. But it's a game changer, right? When you win that 500, it's like it's forever.
It is forever, and it kind of breathes new life into a driver. And we're always excited to see that because Joseph has a couple wins under his belt at Road America. He loves this track. All the drivers talk about how it's an old-school track, and we're really gearing up for that because on top of motorcycles coming next weekend with the Moto America Series, we've got the NTT IndyCar Series Sanzio Grand Prix coming up right around Father's Day. So if you're looking for something to do for dad, if you're looking for, you know, a cool gift, you know, get dad some tickets and come on up and watch some incredible IndyCar racing because we have a brand new surface, brand new track, and a huge field with IndyCar. If you watch the Indy 500, it's pretty incredible in the competition out there. So it's worth the drive, definitely, without question.
Well, you guys have handled all sorts, whether it's the Cup Series or Xfinity or IMSA, a lot of different series up there. And if you look at that calendar online, I don't know if you have a day off. There's something happening almost every day at Road America up there for you guys.
We don't have a day off, but you know what's fun? It's like having a party every 2 weeks and all your friends show up. So that's what we're really encouraged about. And there's so many new things to see. We've got a new carousel viewing trail, which takes you all the way around the outside of the carousel. So if you really want to get a sense of the speed that these cars and motorcycles go, that's a great place to check out. Plus, the beach is new at Road America. That's right before Turn 11. On the outside, which would be driver's left, we have palm trees, we have chairs, we have a tiki bar, and we're encouraging everybody to come up and check out the beach. You can put your feet in sand, have a nice cold adult beverage right there, and watch the world-class racing. I mean, you can't get much better than that.
Yeah, on the IndyCar side, you know, they travel all across the country, you know, all, you know, from coast to coast and all sorts of different environments, and there's not anything, you know, quite like Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and I think the same goes for Road America. It's called the National Park of Speed, and so, John, describe sort of the viewing environment. It is really sort of a liberating way to watch a race. You can kind of migrate from one place to the next. There's so many great sight lines. You've got all of that food as well, but from a, you know, you're not just confined, right, to sit in one place the whole time. You can explore the entire property.
Yeah, I mean, if you equate it to Wrigley Field or Soldier Field, you go through the gate, you know where your seat is, you kind of go to your area, your row. Road America is not that way. I mean, you come through the gate, you can drive around the facility, you can ride around the facility through our access roads. There's a million different viewing points. We encourage people to bring their coolers, bring their lawn chairs. Kids 16 and under get in free with a paying adult at the gate. So it's kind of built a little bit backwards. As aside from parking outside and going inside, you drive inside and you can move around the facility. You can rent a golf cart, you can walk, you can camp, you can bring in your RV and your motorhome and actually be right up close to the action. If you think about Soldier Field or Wrigley Field, you can't really be on the field next to the players that close to the action. At Road America, you can. You can be literally right there. You can walk in the paddock. You can meet your heroes, get autographs, bring your kids. It's really incredible. We're very fortunate with the way of how they thought about it initially, and they're they let everybody come in and move around. You can put your feet in green grass and sit under a shade tree and drink your favorite cold beer and watch the world-class races.
It is a great place to be. And I loved your suggestion, too, of getting a golf cart maybe at Wrigley Field. I don't know. That would be helpful. You could probably charge for rides for that as well. So before we let you go, also people camp there. I know, and I don't know if it's all sold out or if maybe you didn't bring it up because of that, because that is a great way to experience the entire weekend. You wake up at the track. Are there places available for people to camp still yet for this upcoming race?
Absolutely, but we encourage everybody, doesn't matter the race, doesn't matter the weekend, get your tickets early, get your golf carts early, make sure you have everything planned out ahead of time, because the weather is looking exceptional, not only this upcoming weekend for Moto America Superbikes, but also for IndyCar for all summer long. I don't really mind if my grass dies in my front lawn, as long as we don't have any, the R word, as we like to say, or liquid sunshine, because there's nothing better than being at Road America, waking up to the morning of race cars or race bikes, and actually seeing everybody else have a real good time. So get your tickets, get your golf carts, go to roadamerica.com, get everything early, and come on up and enjoy some great racing.
Roadamerica.com. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com. And John Everett, you got your hands full with some great stuff. And of course, a lot of the listeners are going to be up to see it with you as well. So thanks, John. Happy Memorial Day. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Happy Memorial Day. The party rolls on all summer long at Road America. We look forward to seeing everybody.